99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but
so am I. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Should we jump right into an unboxing?
Sure. I like surprises.
That's right.
Oh, I see a box.
An unboxing. I know we're not like rolling video because like unboxing videos are kind of like a thing.
It is a thing. Do you want me to roll video? I got my phone right here.
Can you set it up?
I can set it up.
Sorry for like just throwing you into this.
Okay.
But I'm ready.
Alright. Okay.
Alright, so we got a box. It's a little unboxing video.
Okay.
This is from Chad.
Oh,
at
Chad.
Ernie's Print Shop.
It's been so long,
I know.
Chad.
So look at this. We used to get
regular visits from Chad.
Yeah.
Can't do that now, so he just had to send us love.
Chad, you put a lot of tape on this box.
Yeah. We have scissors.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
All right.
Little unboxing video here.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Start the morning.
Yeah.
Chad from Ernie's Print Shop.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at that. Another roll custom stickers.
It looks like a roll of stickers here.
Yeah.
Now, Chad, if you are new to the show, he's a buddy of ours who started just making random stickers from bits that we would do.
Yeah, he works at Ernie's Print Shop.
So we have a line of these stickers. Oh, look at that.
I think his boss is largely unaware of most of what he does.
Very topical with what's been happening right now with the Tiger King.
Okay.
It says, good morning to all you Louisville cool cats and kittens.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
And then it's got our logo, and it looks like it's got that damn Carole Baskin on there. And it looks like the Tiger King himself is wearing a Ben and Kelly Show hat.
No, he's not.
Yeah, do you see that? Zoom in on that.
Zoom it in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, these are wonderful stickers.
There it is.
Thank you, Chad.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know I was going to start the morning with a little unboxing video.
That is magical.
There we are.
We've got our own, like, Tiger King merch.
Yeah.
Ooh, don't tell them because we'll probably have to pay them a royalty fee or something.
Yeah,
there it is.
Look at that. Our first unboxing video. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good stuff.
And listen, there's like 500 of them. So, you know. If you want one,
just let us know.
One.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, the skyline in the background is perfection, Chad! And it's the color of a tiger, so...
Yes, it's orange.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
That's an unboxing video. What a great day.
Little good morning to everyone there. 71 outside, gonna get up to 81. Storms today, storms tomorrow, storms Sunday, storms Monday. So rain for the next foreseeable future here. But nonetheless, we got a show here. Setting the Bar Stories. We've got Family Secrets. We've got You Laugh, You Lose. We've got Facebook Fight Theater.
That's a lot.
We've got Facebook Ant Colonies. We've got Space.
Wait, back up. Ant Colonies?
On Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yes.
Wow. I am going to need to hear an explanation of that.
Yeah, it's I feel like this is something our buddy Jack here at work would stumble across and then be a part of. He's in the dark corners of the web.
He does find dark things in dark corners.
And I feel like this is something that would be in a dark corner of the web.
Okay.
So anyways, we've got that all on the way. So yeah, we'll... get things started with your feel-good story coming up here in just about 3.5 minutes. Oh, yeah. And there's new Katy Perry and new Jonas Brothers out today. So.
Wow. Chock full of fun stuff right there.
Yeah, there you go. We'll dip our toe into that a little later, too. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So, it's been a rough wedding season, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If you've had to postpone or cancel your wedding plans, Hotels.com's got something to help you out. They're giving couples a chance to get married online. By its legally ordained mascot, Captain.
Oh, you know, the guy in the commercials. The skipper?
Yeah, like he's the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Hotels.com.
Yeah, with like the red suit.
Exactly. Like, yeah. You also get $5,000 in honeymoon funds. You can apply for the sweet deal from now through Sunday. 4 couples going to be chosen to have a virtual wedding. You'll get the $5,000 to spend on future honeymoon travel through Hotels.com. And listen, we got a date set already. They're going to take place. You're going to get married on either June 6th or June 13th.
Oh.
You can have your preference when you apply. You got to pick your wedding date. Just know that going in.
Okay.
They're going to judge you on originality, creativity, and passion. So make sure you put a little bit of effort into it. Just got to stand out, right?
Gotcha.
They're going to tell you by the 22nd if you win. It's a quick turnaround.
All right.
We'll tweet out the link at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good.
It's going to give you a little nudge. You need to get married? You want to do it online, virtually, with the captain from hotels.com?
Yes.
I mean, you know, he's kind of a celebrity.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You can have a celebrity wedding.
Just like that.
Kind of, maybe.
I know. A lot of people are upset that they're not able to have the wedding that they maybe have dreamed here the past few months.
Listen, perfect wedding plans. You get married like this.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the topper off eBay. It's got slashes.
You need
real hair.
You need to move away from that. You need to move away from that.
I'm just saying.
No, you need to.
I see a package being put together.
Don't combine the two.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, don't combine.
Have a celebrity wedding.
All right, that should feel good. I know we had posted it yesterday, but I thought it was funny. I don't think we actually mentioned the fact that Jonah Hill now holds a record.
He is a record holder, and he's pretty proud about it.
Jonah Hill holds the record for the most swear words in movies. and
we posted this last night. I know you were thinking, oh, that has to be Samuel L. Jackson.
Actually, he's third on the list.
He is.
Because
Leonardo
DiCaprio is second.
Yeah.
It's because of The Wolf of Wall Street.
It's the same movie that put Jonah over the hill,
exactly.
Over the top.
Bunch of sweary boys there in that movie. But yeah, Jonah Hill, he actually went to Instagram and was like, so many people to thank. Martin Scorsese, thanks for pushing me over the edge.
Right.
And of course, the great Samuel L. Jackson, humbled.
Yeah.
Also, quote, new report. I mean, because the movie's 7 years old.
Sure.
Right? And he's like, LOL, what team of scientists cracked this one? Lots of love. And Seth Rogen even tweeted, the dream.
Yes.
But yeah, so he now holds the most swear words in movies. He's first on the list. Leonardo DiCaprio is second.
Same movie. Yep.
And then Samuel L. Jackson is third. And I was trying to find the movie that Samuel L. Jackson was third for, but I couldn't figure that out. I don't think it's Pulp Fiction because he swears a lot in that, but he's not
in it as much.
I was going to say he's not a main character in that movie.
I don't know, but here's the thing. I need to kind of know the backstory of how much time and effort went into that research.
But,
like how many
so,
movies they had to pour through. There is a and we've linked to it. We didn't put it in there, but we've linked to it so you can easily find it that someone did just cut everything out of The Wolf of Wall Street except for the swear words.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So yeah, I know what you're thinking. Wow, did someone pour over so many movies and watch all these movies and sit there with a clicker and count them? No,
they
didn't. They went through scripts and they took a program
and they
analyzed the scripts, the movie scripts.
But what if they ad-lib some
in
there?
I mean, it's not a perfect
that.
It's not a perfect system, sure.
Gotcha.
But you know who also made the list?
Who?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, from Uncut Gems.
Yes, and I
didn't
like,
see
Adam
it, but
Sandler.
I heard, he was.
But, yeah, I guess he was a sweary guy,
that
too.
That was gritty.
So, there you go. The top four people on the most swear words in movies. Jonah Hill holds the record.
Dang.
For his character and his role in the 2013 film The Wolf of Wall Street.
Which is a great movie, by the way, but, man, it's a lot.
Yeah, and then Leonardo DiCaprio for same movie.
Yeah.
Then Samuel L. Jackson, then Adam Sandler.
Okay.
What a wild list that is.
Yeah. What a title to hold.
Yeah. Apparently, other movies, like if you're looking for a movie that just is chock full of swear words.
Uh-huh.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Sure.
That made the list as one of the highest swears per normal words ratio.
Oh, wow.
They
broke it down like that.
Fury, and then Straight Outta Compton. Were the most profane movies.
Okay.
So.
I can see that.
All right. But as for characters, it's Jonah Hill in Wolf of Wall Street. It's Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. It's Samuel L. Jackson. And then it's Adam Sandler.
All right.
I like that.
We couldn't let that award, that accolade go unnoticed.
What an honor. I mean, to be known for something. That's quite the feather to put in your cap.
Notice how we didn't play any audio.
We can't.
None. Zero. It'd be nothing but just straight beeps.
Yeah, that's all it would be. So you can see it posted that on the website, WDJX.com. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, shouting out our seniors, class of 2020, which, by the way, we're going to feature a senior who has been featured on our website coming up on the air here in about half an hour. If you want to nominate your senior, you can. WDJX.com. Right there, there's a huge gallery, and it's cool seeing all these different photos of the seniors and what they remember from their senior year in the class of 2020, and a lot of great photos, a lot of great memories there up on the website at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bridgehaven Mental Health Services. And like I said, you can nominate your senior, maybe even get them some money to spend at the outlet shops of Bluegrass.
$250.
Yeah. Hey, I told you we were going to dip our toe into some new music this morning. New Jonas Brothers out called X.
Yeah.
New Katy Perry called Daisies. Both of the videos, we've got them posted up on our website at WDJX.com. But if you want to hear a little bit of the Katy Perry?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for humoring me. It's called Daisies. Katy Perry, little taster of her new song.
Told them your dreams and they all started laughing. I guess you're out of your mind till it actually happens. I'm the small town, 1 in 7 billion. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, try to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies.
Yeah, so there you go. A little taster there from Katy Perry's new song.
Yeah,
not bad. So yeah, you can see the entire video. She's got the video posted. She's pregnant in it, you know.
Well, okay.
Kind of shows.
That's real time.
Yeah, it's real time. WDJX.com. Click watch. You can see that. So new Katy Perry there. And we'll give you a little taster of the new Jonas Brothers coming up here as well. So yeah, that one. Like I said.
It's a little music hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, little tasters. Just dip the toe in.
A little bite size.
Just the tip there of Katy Perry and Jonas Brothers. So coming up next, a homegrown setting the bar, if you will.
Ah, that's great when we can shine the bright spotlight on our own state.
Guess what, Laurel County? It's you.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Setting the bar coming up here next after Shawn Mendes on 99.7 DJ. I just need a quick hit.
All right.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts. Maybe there's aliens. All inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
Wow.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
Banger.
I mean, yeah. I just needed a quick hit. That's really all I needed there. Yeah, that little, 3-4-year-old girl there with the little guitar singing that original song.
It was an original song. She wrote it.
Yeah. She wrote it. 100%. She spent
Let's
the time she wrote it.
All the credit.
We need to give her all the credit there on 99.7 DJX. Have you seen the video that's been going around?
Which one? There are lots of videos going around.
Well, the video... Like, we highlighted the video of Snoop Dogg just sitting in his car listening to Frozen, which is...
That's pretty magical.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But there's a video of a pig farmer, or a farmer. I don't know if he's a pig farmer, but a farmer.
Okay.
Tending to a pig that is there in his yard.
Okay.
Whose belly up, like, looks like the pig could be dead.
Oh.
Like,
all right.
On its back... All four legs.
All right.
Belly up.
Uh-huh.
We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show, but I'll play you the audio of this pig and this farmer.
There's audio? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the farmer's approaching the pig.
All right.
Right? So, anyways, the farmer's approaching this pig that's just...
What's the matter, girl? You have a little bit too much corn?
Oh, there's noise.
You say, yeah?
Okay, so let me just... just real quick. So
I mean, that thing he's is asking just straight passed out.
Yeah, he's asking the pig if he had a little too much corn because it's corn to make moonshine. So the pig got into some fermented corn and got drunk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Here I come. I got to get the intoxicated pig.
So.
Hey.
Wow.
Yes. Are you messed up, girl?
Yeah, so he's just asking the pig, yeah, are you messed up, girl? And then he kind of pans the camera up to show, like, the two other pigs that he has in his yard.
Okay.
They're fine.
Oh.
Never seen a damn pig. Yeah, that one there is fine. That one there is fine.
Yeah, and so...
He was like, I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, she got into a little bit too much of that fermented corn.
She started walking funny and then just passed out.
But then wait until what happens.
Okay.
This one here is turned belly up.
Belly up. And so what he's going to do is he's going to just kind of, just nudge.
Okay.
Nudge the pig, right? Like, just like,
hey,
like,
girl.
Hey, girl. Yeah. Just kind of nudge the pig.
Hey, you. Whoa. The bed on my head.
And then the pig just starts rolling over, end over end down this hill. Like a...
like a... I didn't mean to do that.
Like a keg of beer.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't know what you'd even do. Like a barrel rolling down a hill. just end over end.
Land in the same position.
Same side. Just rolls down.
All right.
I've watched this video no less than 20 times. And it's still funny every single time I see it.
A drunk rolling keg.
He's just like, hey, you okay?
Yeah. All right. Passes his buddy.
Just rolls end over end. and still,
don't mind Peggy the pig.
Oh my gosh, I'm this is the funniest thing.
Don't mind Peggy the pig. She's just rolling right on by.
Oh my gosh,
sleep that off.
Yeah, if you want to see this video, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. But this is the funniest thing we've seen all week. Oh my god!
Wow.
But I think the funniest is the opening line.
What's the matter, girl? You had a little bit too much corn. You say yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just, okay. I mean, we've all been there where you've had a little too much to drink. You know, the room's spinning. You're.
I'll never do that again.
I'm never gonna do that again.
Wow, and she rolled pretty fast. Like that was a wow.
All right, and. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see the video there.
That's pretty great.
All right, coming up next, setting the bar.
That's going to be the meme, rolling into the weekend like.
Right. Small examples of what not to do, coming up here after Selena Gomez. So we always give you feel-good stories, yes. We also give you setting the bar stories, kind of the opposite.
Right.
Examples of...
don't do that.
Yeah, people not doing the right thing.
This is a small hurdle you can jump over.
Yeah, exactly. If you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know... driving 191 miles an hour on near empty highways during a global pandemic, you're doing okay.
Wow, I guess they just thought, hey, less traffic. I can let her breathe.
Let this baby breathe.
Woo!
Yeah, 19-year-old out of Canada.
Oh, yikes.
A 19-year-old out for a joyride in his dad's Mercedes got caught stunt driving at an alarming speed.
Yeah, so first off, I look at my speedometer and it does go up to about 160. On the old Honda Accord there.
But can it really?
Exactly. I'm like...
I don't know if I trust that.
I don't know if I would want to try that.
Ontario Provincial Police say the teen who had another 19-year-old passenger in the car was clocked going 308 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, so that's Canadian speed. That translates to 191 American speed.
Yikes.
So fast, they say it could be a first in the province.
Yeah.
Great.
First time they've ever clocked anybody going that fast. So
you got the award.
Got the award for...
But your parents are proud. Yeah.
So thankfully there was no wrecks or anything like that.
That could have ended horribly.
Yeah. Was pulled over, obviously charged with stunt driving, as well as some criminal charges of dangerous driving. So
do you think that the cop said the standard, son, do you know how fast
you were going? Well... like I almost picture like, you know, cops sitting there, you know, on the highway with a little radar gun out. You know, maybe
got a little coffee.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe sipping a little coffee and going
maybe a donut.
And then, zoom, and like whoa,
whoa.
like sets his coffee down. Yeah. And like whoa,
spills it on himself a little bit.
Yeah, flips the lights on. All right, well,
puts it in drive.
Giddy up, let's go.
I mean, kudos to them for being able to catch up with the dude.
We
going
got a
that
live
fast.
One.
Wow.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving 191 miles an hour on near empty highways during a global pandemic, you're doing okay.
Thank goodness they were near empty.
Right, exactly. That's Set to the Bar, guys, on 99.70JX. All right, so shouting out. True. Attending Bullitt Central High School. Plans after graduation. Attend Western Kentucky University. Study elementary education. One day become a teacher. Look at that.
That's awesome.
A little picture of her wearing her cap and gown that she wasn't able to wear, you know, obviously, to graduation with the little peace out high school symbol there. So very cool.
So cute.
Shouting out the class of 2020 there here on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Bridgehaven Mental Health Services. If you want to get your senior on, WDJX.com, and you might even be able to win $250 to spend at the outlet shops of the Bluegrass. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every week we dive into secrets. And this is not because, you know, necessarily we have a thing for hearing your secrets. It's good for you to get and purge and maybe even get a little advice on how to proceed, you know?
Absolutely.
We call it a public service.
We sure do. We don't even charge it.
No, we don't. Your family secret. So, yeah, like online dating is a thing. And especially in a pandemic, definitely something that people have been utilizing a little bit more. Trying to navigate the waters of a relationship through FaceTime, through Skype.
Yeah.
Through video chats and all that. So, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. So, I'm currently maintaining 4 online relationships with different men from around the world. And
oh, okay. All right. 4.
I've never really actually met any of the guys in person, but gotcha. I feel like I have feelings for all of them.
Okay.
Wow.
Understandable.
That is tough to navigate.
Sure. 4 is a lot.
That's a lot to juggle.
And I mean, most of our communication happens over Skype, but they all think that, you know, we're exclusive. And I know that they would be furious if they ever found out about each other.
Ah, so that's the secret.
Okay.
So you think that like your guy that you're talking to in one country is going to be mad knowing that you're talking to another guy in virtually in another place.
But it's just like, I feel like I love the attention and nobody is getting hurt. So I just don't know if it's a big deal or not.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. But I mean, that's just me.
You don't think it's a big deal? All right. Well, you're a guy. So I guess your opinion would matter more.
I don't know. I
girls and guys can feel differently about this.
Is this so?
Maybe she's not the only one on their end too.
Right. Exactly. That's something to think about.
Yeah.
But if you're in a dating relationship with someone that you've only ever known on
virtually,
uh-huh. Can you be that upset with them for virtually talking to someone else?
Depends on if you've had that conversation.
Mm.
Are you defining the relationship?
Mm.
Are you saying we're exclusive?
We are exclusive. I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions with that. But anyways, family secret. So hopefully, thank you for opening up to us there.
Personally, I'm a little stressed out for her. It's a lot to keep track of.
Listen,
I hope she is like naming them with nicknames in her phone or something.
There's no way I could ever like, you know, obviously I'm married and I've been so for a long time, but I could never try to juggle more than one girl at the same time.
Oh, that's too much.
I mean, there was one.
You can't even get interns' names straight.
No, not at all. I'll tell you what. I mean, there was one time in my life where I was talking to. It wasn't even like I was. I did anything or dated or anything like that.
Just talking.
But I was talking to two Elizabeths. One of them wound up being my wife. The other one was some other Elizabeth that didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut.
Had to cut
that
one
loose.
But that one, I mean, that was giving me stress in itself.
Right.
So anyway.
That's just two.
Yeah, that was just two. Wow.
All 4. Right. Good for her.
So there you go. That's your family secrets on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's about that time. The fanfare.
Oh, boy.
The jokes.
Yeah.
The trying not to laugh. It's dad jokes. Kelly and I sling back and forth to one another. The first one who laughs loses. It's you laugh, you lose on the way. 99.7 DJX. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one who laughs loses. It's called You Laugh, You Lose. Kelly currently holds the trophy. The score is tied 9-9. So losers go first in the battle of dad jokes. All right?
All right.
Losers go first. That would be me. I lost it last week.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Okay.
That's us clearing our laughs out of our system.
Getting it out.
For these hot jokes that are coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
Hard and fast. You
hard
ready?
Hard and fast. Hot jokes. Here we go.
I was addicted to soap once.
Yeah?
Now I'm clean.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
Was it a lengthy program to get through?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I was walking home last night.
Mm-hmm.
Someone threw a jar of mayonnaise at me.
Oh, no.
I thought, what the hell, man?
Oh, Hellman's.
There you go.
I prefer Duke's, but thanks.
Okay.
What's the difference between jam and jelly?
What is the difference between jam and jelly?
Never been caught in a traffic jelly.
True. Lots of traffic jams, though.
Yeah.
Man walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Lucky jerk.
That's like
can't really do that right now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure, I got it. I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Very pandemic good. Joke.
Yeah, you laugh, you lose. You know I have a pen that can write underwater?
You can.
I mean, it can write other words, too.
Great. Check that one off mine.
You laugh, you lose.
You know, I made the mistake of telling my suitcase that we won't be going anywhere this year because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm having to put up with a lot of emotional baggage.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Adding human qualities to inanimate objects.
Yes.
Jokes.
Uh-huh.
Those are always funny.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget the last words my grandpa said to me before he kicked the bucket.
Oh, wow. What did he say?
He said, hey, how far do you think I can kick this bucket?
I bet it was far.
Yeah. And it wasn't very far. He said, well.
Gotcha. You know, you've really got to hand it to short people.
Yeah?
They usually can't reach it anyway.
Ooh. Okay. You laugh, you lose. You ready?
Yeah.
I got one.
Got one?
Got one for you.
All right.
You ready for a joke?
Yep.
Why should you be worried if you see cows smoking marijuana?
Why should you be worried if you see cows smoking marijuana?
Because that's when the stakes are highest. Get it? Like price?
That was good. Yeah. And there's a lot of layers to that one.
Yeah.
I got it. That was good. Okay. You know, my husband thinks I don't give him enough privacy.
Yeah.
At least that's what he says in his diary.
Oh, yeah. You were reading his diary. Reading your diary jokes.
Uh-huh.
Those were always good. Uh-huh.
What you got?
You hear that William Shatner has discontinued his new line of lingerie?
I am today years old that I learned he had a line of lingerie.
Yeah, apparently Shatner Undies wasn't the best choice for a name. Shatner Undies? I lost it. Shoot. 2 days in a... 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
Shoot.
That was good. Oh, I was teetering.
I was teetering.
That was good. It was solid. Oh, you had it. I thought you were getting through it.
I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Shatner Undies.
Oh, wow. Wait. Let me go ahead and give me my trophy back.
Yeah, give you your trophy back. You earned it. Oh, shoot. Dang. All right. Well fought battle.
Oh, I need him now to actually make that a real thing.
All right, there you are.
I need to buy some Shatner undies.
That was You Laugh, You Lose. You feel good? Do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
We have yet another update.
Yeah.
On Lambo Kid.
Oh my gosh, are you talking about the kid who stole his parents' car because he was wanting to drive to California to buy a Lamborghini for $3?
That's the one. That's okay. 5-year-old Adrian.
Okay.
So the first update was that his neighbor actually had a Lamborghini, took him for a joyride. That was exciting.
Yeah, so I thought that's where that story would end.
Nope, not ending. At this point, it got amped up 15 notches when he got to meet Jamie Foxx and Shaq.
Okay.
Yep. Adrian and his parents were flown to L.A. by a celebrity car broker to check out some luxury vehicles. He got a private tour. Got to rev the engines of several cars like a Ferrari, a Hummer, and other luxury cars. He FaceTimed Lil Pump.
Why?
And later, I don't know, later, Adrian met Jamie Foxx in person.
Okay.
Jamie liked his shoes. And then those were from Shaquille O'Neal's line of shoes. He's like, oh, hey, I know that you got Shaq's shoes on. You know what? Let's see if we can FaceTime Shaq. They did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All fine and good. But again, let's not forget, this kid stole his parents' car and drove on the highway, and he's fine.
So let's, yeah.
Let's keep rewarding him.
Let's break it down by what this kid's learning as a life lesson.
Yeah, it's like, ow.
Steal things and you get rewarded.
Right, and you get to meet celebrities and you get to go on a plane and go sit in lots of fancy cars.
Right.
Okay.
I like this life of crime.
There you go. Update number two on Lambo Kid, still living his best life. Let's not forget, the origin of the story is theft of his parents' car driving on the highway when he's five.
That's an aggressive take for a feel-good story, but yes,
bit.
I get it.
It is a little bit of a mixed bag there. It's a mixed bag of feel-good. And don't steal a car when you're five! A little bit of that.
A little bit of that.
It's a little bit of that. It's a mixed bag, but we're going to call that feel-good.
All right, that's your feel-good. I don't know if you heard about the people that were sheltering in place and discovered that, oh, the place they're sheltering in place is haunted.
No, sir. Nope, I'm out.
Yeah, so this involves 26-year-old Adrian, who lives with his partner in L.A. First few days of sheltering in place, coronavirus, uneventful, you know?
Yeah.
Just doing normal things like cooking and,
sure,
and taking walks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then mid-April, you know, after about a month of sheltering in place, mm-hmm, discovered a nearby window shade began to shake against the window frame so intensely. Despite the fact that the window was closed, the cats were all accounted for. Like they couldn't identify why. You know, there was no weather causing it.
Right.
Thought it was an earthquake. You know, living in L.A.
Sure.
Wasn't an earthquake. Then, a couple days later, their front door knob started rattling like someone was outside.
And again, the cats can't do that.
Cats can't do that. They
no.
They have a Ring camera, so there is no one.
Oh, the Ring camera is telling.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no one coming by and going, click, 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 let's go in.
No, sir.
No, it's just
a
rattle.
No.
So Adrian's like, I'm a fairly rational person.
Uh-huh.
What are the reasonable, tangible things that could be causing this?
Yeah, that's what your mind goes through, sure.
But then he's like, I keep going back to, we're not alone. I mean,
pack my stuff, I'm out. You know what? Forget it. I'm just going to leave. Someone else pack my stuff and send it to me wherever I may go.
Yeah, I mean, this is like...
Yeah, no.
For some people, I think you've hit the quarantine jackpot.
Yeah.
Like, if that's kind of your thing.
No.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Nope.
I'd say for a large majority of the population, that is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm out. I'm out of the first incident. I'm like, peace, deuces, see ya.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, a little sheltering place with a ghost.
Yeah, right. do you ask the ghost to wear a mask?
Right, exactly. Are you being socially responsible, ghost?
I don't know where you've been. Just saying.
You need to make sure you're 6 feet apart from me.
That's right.
See where Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO, could be the first trillionaire? trillionaire.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. No matter what hits planet Earth, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, we already knew that Jeff Bezos was the world's richest man, obviously CEO of Amazon.
And we all helped him get there.
I was going to say, and we're continuing to.
Yep.
I mean, it's like we're not stopping ordering things off Amazon.
Probably even more so now.
Exactly. Now, the catch is he is going to have to wait until 2026. Oh, poor guy.
Oh, no. Prayers.
But his projection based on how fast his net worth has grown in the last 5 years. So everybody, though, nobody's like congratulating him. And not that they should.
Right.
But they're like, trillionaire?
Hey, buddy, great milestone you hit. Yeah.
Way to go.
Way to go.
Way to go.
We should go out for a steak dinner and celebrate sometime. I mean, you're buying.
They're saying in the same league as Jeff Bezos, mm-hmm. I mean, they're not putting Bill Gates there anymore.
No.
I mean, even though Bill Gates, obviously, he has been the richest man in the world for a long, long time.
Sure.
Obviously,
Bezos is like, see you.
Microsoft, they're putting Mark Zuckerberg there, too.
Sure.
As he's young enough to achieve that milestone.
Like by the time he gets to that age.
Yeah. If you know, Facebook continues the way Facebook is continuing and doesn't roll the way MySpace did. But...
We'll see.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Apparently, like, Twitter is just lighting them up.
Of course.
Really, there are small business owners and people furloughed and all this, and we're supposed to feel happy that he's now going to be the trillionaire?
Well, basically, what we're saying is he could probably single-handedly save the country, right? Like, everyone that's struggling, all the businesses that have had to close... Get a little loan from Bezos.
Like America
might have a shot.
Could take a little loan from Jeff Bezos.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like there's like one in four restaurants are saying now are going to close, like not come back from this.
Amazon could literally
all the people out of work.
Bail out the United States.
He could.
Yeah.
We need a Bezos loan.
Yeah.
Bezos. That we won't repay.
That we won't. No, we're going to repay.
Right,
because we're going to continue to buy stuff
from
Amazon.
That's right, we're paying you.
Are you
That's our payment plan.
That's right.
We get great stuff from Amazon.
I tell you what.
You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
I tell you what, someday I may call upon you to order something off Amazon.
All
okay,
right.
All right.
I'll keep Prime going.
Right, exactly.
Give me some cash.
All right. Hey, on the way, it's Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, all that stuff. Drama happens on Facebook.
It sure does.
That's no doubt, no lie. But when you see that drama sometimes rolling in your community section.
Sure.
Then you screenshot it, you send it to us. We try to like chip away all the really horrible things and just get to the meat of what it is.
Those neighborhood groups are fun.
Yeah. Facebook Fight Theater on the way here in just a few. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. We always ask you if you see the drama on Facebook within the comments section of a post. Yeah, you just screenshot it and send it to us. All Kelly and I do is we act out everybody who's posting on the thread.
We bring it to life. You know when you come across it, you're hearing it in your head how they're probably saying it.
Right. So this is a Facebook neighborhood group, right?
Yeah. So you're going to play a double role in this.
Yeah, Chris and Mandy.
Yep, and then I play Polly. So Mandy kind of starts this whole thing off. She's just kind of, you know, frustrated with the whole pandemic quarantine life and her house being kind of messy.
Yeah, right.
And that's where we go.
And that's where it starts.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Why the heck do I even bother cleaning anything? I cleaned and mopped the kitchen yesterday, and today it looks like I was never there. Food on the floor, dishes on the counter. WTH!
Ah, okay.
Nice little accent.
Gotcha.
I feel for you. My kids destroy this place on a daily basis as well. I must be a farmer because there are animals living in this house. I cannot wait for this quarantine to be over.
Same. I'll lighten up, you two. This is barely a hardship. I'm sure you both have beautiful homes. There is food in your fridge. The lights are on. You have TV and computers. Not too much to sacrifice here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sure. All right.
I can't even believe this mess. So different when we're gone all day. The dishes, the clothes, everywhere stains on the couch.
Poor Mandy.
These damn kids gotta learn to pick up after themselves.
Or their parents have to start parenting them. Oh, so different when I was a girl.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey. I'm sure it was a much better time. Oh, please, Miss Polly, tell us about life before electricity, airplanes, and women's rights.
Very funny. But we had rules. And as children, we followed those rules, or we paid the consequences, right?
Thanks, Polly. But I don't need a lecture right now. I need a drink.
Okay. All right. Mandy.
Do you?
Sounds to me like you need to teach your kids how to behave and pick up after themselves.
Oh, we don't have kids. My husband and I are just slobs. What can I say?
Oh, my God.
I just don't like it. Can't wait to get back to normal and have our housekeeper in.
Oh, so there.
Plot twist.
Okay, there plot twist, yeah. Now I think I just moved over to Team Polly.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, man. When they're able, the neighborhood parties are going to be fun. Right?
Right,
can
exactly.
You imagine that? Cookout?
All right, so there you go. That was Facebook Fight Theater. You can always get a hold of us, social media, at Ben and Kelly Show, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There. Also, you can always text 502-571-9970. Get to a text from Tracy who says, Happy Friday. Thank you for all that you do, guys, especially during the difficult time for everyone. You always put a smile on my face and make the ride to work a whole lot easier. So thank you.
Ah, Tracy!
Love that.
Oh, I love you.
I mean, the fact that we were deemed essential enough by at least our company to allow to continue to do a radio show for you here, so that's good.
I feel like it was more of slip through the cracks, less essential. Like, they just kind of forgot we existed.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Either way, we're still able to slip in here every day.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I'm glad that we can be at least a source of normalcy for you, Tracy. And if you miss anything from the show, and I know that, like, listening patterns are all messed up right now with, you know, people working different hours and all that stuff, maybe not in the car as long, go to WDGX.com, click listen, and then you can get our podcast and all that stuff there.
You can digest your Ben and Kelly anytime you need to.
Yes. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. Coming up here, it's a little setting the bar story. And, you know, people have been locked out of maybe their offices since mid-March.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you left some stuff at the office you've been worried about. Like fruit.
setting the bar stories are stories that show that there are other people failing at life and you should feel good about the fact that you're not doing that.
Well, there could be way more people that this has happened to.
Yes.
It's really not her fault.
Sure. You're right. It isn't her fault.
I mean, it's really not her fault.
This is, yeah, because, right, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally, that being the key word there, leaving a fresh banana in your desk before the lockdown to ferment for 2 months, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
So her name's Mary. She lives in Scotland. She's been working from home during the coronavirus shutdown, been tweeting about her anxiety over the banana she left in her desk before she left for quarantine.
Oh, no. She's just like, I can't even imagine what's growing in my desk drawer right now.
Yeah, she tweeted, knowing there is a banana in my desk drawer, which has been there since a week before lockdown, is making me feel anxious. So that tweet started to go viral, right?
Sure.
And so she's like,
everyone got invested.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break quarantine here, go back to the office, and just take a look.
Just got to check on it.
So she decided to go back, see exactly what the 9-week-old banana would look like. Took a video of her opening the drawer. There's no real, like, audio to it because she set it to a song on TikTok. Actually, Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl.
Oh, that's perfect.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yes. And discovered that her once plump yellow banana was now a shriveled black, like,
gross thing,
gross, yeah. U-shaped thing, yeah, blackened and decomposed fruit. She's like, the unknown was killing me, so I drove to work to see what the damage was. Safe to say it's dead.
Okay.
Her banana died.
That one's gonna be thrown away. Can't really make banana bread out of that one.
I was gonna say that, yeah, like, how old do bananas need to be for you not to be able to use them for, like, banana bread?
That jumped over the line. I think
9 weeks, yeah, probably is a bit much.
Probably. Oh, man. But you know what? I'm glad we've got closure.
I wonder.
Everyone on Twitter's got closure.
I wonder who here has left something. Now, you and I have been coming into work to do the morning show.
Should we sanitize our hands first and then take a little video of going through everyone's drawers?
I'm sure we would find some interesting things.
How fun would that be?
But like, you know, our entire sales staff and office staff have been working remotely.
Oh, Suzanne.
Since mid-March.
I know for sure Suzanne usually has snacks. She's got a snack drawer. So we should probably go ahead and take it upon ourselves to eat her snacks because, I mean...
they're probably going to go stale.
Yeah, we don't want those to go to waste. She wouldn't want them to go to waste.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure. That'd be fun. Let's go through everyone's drawers. We're the only ones in the building. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, are you sure you want to see what you're going to find?
Oh, well, that's the danger of it.
What if it's something nasty like a banana?
That's the danger.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, we could go viral, too. This could be our moment.
This could be our moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, we got a couple of viral attempts today. We've done an unboxing video. We're hoping it's going to go viral. We can make this video go through everybody's drawers.
You're right.
See what we find.
The unboxing video will take us over the edge.
Straight fire.
Sure. Which, by the way, you can see that on YouTube at Ben and Kelly Show.
And on the socials.
But yeah, this banana, it's funny. We'll tweet it out so you can kind of follow her journey as well.
It was a journey.
Mary's banana journey from Scotland.
It was a 9-week journey.
It is an unintentional setting the bar, so we're not blaming her for
it.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally leaving a fresh banana in your desk before the lockdown to ferment for a couple months, you're doing okay.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Feel good. I'll do this every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Came across this Instagram post. Entertainment Tonight posted it as well. It's also gone viral on Twitter. On Twitter, it's got like near 258,000 likes. It's Arthur the Floof on Instagram.
Dog?
Yes, yeah. Arthur the Floof. And the caption says, I made friends with a small human today. He's basically like me-sized. I bet I can get him to give me more treats than my humans. And it's a picture of a note that says, hello, neighbor, my name is Troy. I'm in the fourth grade. And I'm just wondering if maybe after this virus, you need a dog sitter. And if so, I can take your dog on walks. Aww. And more.
That's good.
Adorable. So Troy wants to dog sit Arthur the Floof. And it's really precious. So we've retweeted the photo.
Yeah.
You can see it at Betty Kelly Show.
That's good stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. Feel good. Do these every hour here.
That's a new friendship right there.
100%.
Yeah.
Of all the things the coronavirus could affect, toilets are the latest thing.
How are toilets being attacked?
They're not attacked.
Wait a minute.
No. Well, it's the fact that toilets, as we know them, could be changing.
Oh.
In the fact of touchless flushing, faucets, soap dispensers, lids that automatically go down, up, without you having to touch them.
All right.
So toilets could be changing.
Are we going to get self-sanitizing seats?
Ugh.
I'm going to go ahead and admit it. I'm not exactly a hoverer.
No, neither am I. Maybe that's what's kept me healthy all these years.
Maybe. See? You built up that healthy bacteria that fights off stuff, right?
Who knows?
We still need that.
But yeah, so public restrooms could be getting like a makeover over the next several years. We're adding lids to toilets.
And maybe dividers between urinals for men, right?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Not a lot of social distancing going on at the urinals.
Right. Well, and...
I mean, I've heard. I don't go in there on a regular basis.
No. And it is always weird because there is kind of an unwritten guy code.
Sure.
When you go into a restroom and you go up to a urinal, you got to make sure there's at least one urinal. Most guys do that anyways. Distance. There has to be that one stall divider between urinals, especially if it's like a bathroom that has several of them.
Right.
Now, if there's only like two, then you've got to go to the one that's next to
you have no choice.
The guy that's using it currently.
It's like leaving a seat between you at the movie theater, right?
And it's always a little bit awkward when there's a whole line of urinals and someone takes the one that's right next to you.
That is a little iffy.
It's a little bit iffy.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I get that.
You just want companionship here? What's going on?
Interesting.
So anyways, of all the things coronavirus could be affecting, it's your toilets.
Your
next
public bathrooms might be looking different in the future.
All right. Hey, coming up, Facebook, there is a specific group that is getting a lot of attention. In fact, 1.8 million members can't be wrong.
Oh, well, that's pretty large. That's sizable. How have we not heard about this before now?
Well, now we've heard about it.
Okay.
All right. It's very unique. And that's on the way on 99.7 DJ. Kelly, will you do me a favor and will you go to Facebook real quick and just do a search for ant colony role play?
Ant colony role play?
Because this is a real Facebook group that has 1.8 million members, created June of last year, and does exactly as it claims. Everybody who's in this Facebook group role plays as an ant would in an ant colony.
Oh, there it is. Okay. They actually, oh, dang.
So here's
there the thing. Is a picture that says, "All hail the queen." And the name of the group is "A group where we all pretend to be ants in an ant colony." Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, 1.8 million members. Now, if you want to try to join this group, you're going to have to go through some hoops because you have to fill out a survey. You have to get approval. They're going to ask you whether or not you've actually seen the movie Ants or A Bug's Life.
And what side are you on?
Yeah, and what side are you on?
Okay, so the description says, "In this group, we are ants. We worship the queen and do ant stuff. Welcome to the colony." I don't understand. 1.8 million?
Yeah.
1.8 million people?
For example, a single post could include just the three letters D-I-G, meaning dig.
Okay.
Resulting in 13,000 comments, echoing in servitude to their queen to dig. When ants aren't marching, they're sharing content about other ant-adjacent subjects like an image featuring an ice cream cone dropped on the ground and like, yum.
Oh my God. This is some of the rules. There shall be no antarchy.
Okay.
Instead of anarchy.
Anarchy, sure.
Uh-huh, got it. Your ant name is simply your name with ant in front of it. So you would be Aunt Ben.
And you'd be Aunt
and
Kelly.
And I'd be Aunt Kelly.
Not A-U-N-T.
No, A-N-T.
Gotcha. Like another post would just read, "Found snack, need help eating." Followed by 3,100 responses.
What are you supposed to do? You're
lick,
supposed to
munch,
lick,
eat.
Munch,
yeah.
Eat? Oh my God. What are people doing with their lives?
So like Paul Rudd played Ant-Man, right?
Right.
Yeah, so there's an image of Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
Okay.
With the comment, "Strange dude."
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so again.
So then you have to decide, is he a friend?
This
or
is.
Or an enemy?
Right. So this, well, and that's what the group seems divided on, whether to consider him a friend or to make him work.
Yeah, no. Oh, wow.
So I don't know if the owner of the Facebook group is the queen.
I would assume.
Right?
The admin is probably the queen.
Or I don't know if you get elected queen. I feel like you're born into it.
I feel like that's probably, yeah, born into monarchy.
And this is something that is come... And become more popular now that everybody's in quarantine. And what else are you going
to
do?
Finding weird groups to join on Facebook?
I'm going to become an ant.
I don't even understand. Are they posting pictures,
yes,
like dressed as ants?
Oh,
do they get ant costumes?
So. I think so.
Do they go that far?
I mean, I'm not a member of the group. All I know is what I've read about it.
Okay. Yeah, because clearly they don't really show you anything. They only show you the rules. There are 20 new posts today, 10,000 posts in the last 30 days. We're missing out. 1.85 million members.
I feel like that's almost too much.
It's a lot.
For me. Like, I would have to mute this thread.
It sounds like it would be pretty excessive. Like, there would be a lot of duties throughout the day.
Is there a way that we can, like, share that Facebook group page?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll share it so you can see it too. Maybe, who knows?
No.
Maybe you woke up this morning thinking, you know what? I want to, I'm going to spice up my life.
I'm looking for a place to belong.
Yeah. And maybe this colony of ants, 1.8 million members, can't be wrong. Maybe they're going to invite you in.
Just when you thought you'd seen it all.
Right. Every single hour brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
There's so much to talk about, including there is this garbage man in Ontario, California, that's going viral.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Julie and Jada, their cousins, high school seniors, they were in the front yard taking graduation pictures in their caps and gowns.
Okay.
When Bruce Johnson.
Bruce!
Is the garbage man. He was just driving by on his route, decided to stop and gift them with a song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Believe that children are future.
Oh, wow.
Teach them well and let them be.
From inside the cabin of the garbage truck?
Whitney Houston.
Man.
Give them a sense.
Listen to his voice.
To make it easier. Let the children's laughter to remind them how it used to be.
Dang.
Congratulations. You did it in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Nice custom ending.
Yeah, a little ad lib there.
Isn't that great?
That's kind of fun there.
So there's a backstory as to why he did this.
Okay.
So he later said that he had lost two daughters to car accidents.
Oh.
So whenever he sees girls graduating, he wants to celebrate them because he didn't get to see his daughters do that.
Dang.
I mean, amazing.
What a emotional roller coaster for that one.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Video. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If it was your intention to have a Memorial Day party, well, according to Governor Andy Beshear's daily press briefing yesterday afternoon, he has lifted the restrictions on travel and group gatherings of 10 or less just in time for Memorial Day weekend. So that's good.
Awesome news.
Yeah.
So you can have a little cookout.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Next Friday, May 22nd, the new date for when it will be lifted. And basically the governor saying, yeah, I mean, we realize that, you know, what's a couple days and Memorial Day weekend being that weekend, because it was originally going to be that Monday, May 25th. But they were like, ah, well, you know, let's do it a few days early. But again, recommends the having gatherings outside whenever possible and, you know, still being responsible and socially distancing yourself, amongst people who are not within your household.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So good stuff there.
Man. Starting to get inch towards normalcy. We're inching.
Memorial Day weekend's coming up.
I know.
Oh.
I know. See here, I talked to my mom yesterday and I was like, hey, maybe you and dad could come down visit for Memorial Day, right? The kids miss them.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've seen them, since Christmas.
Right.
They couldn't come for Ava's birthday.
Right.
And my dad was like, well, we'll just have to see. Because their whole concern is, it's about a 4.5 hour drive, right?
Sure. Yeah.
They need to know that there's going to be open restrooms along the way.
Oh.
They need to take a couple potty breaks, right? And they typically like stop at a McDonald's, get a snack and a drink. My dad likes their frappes.
Okay.
With extra caramel.
Sure.
And, you know, and then they take a potty break. But they've been closed and only open for drive through, so I don't know. If, you know, central northern Indiana, if the restaurants are going to be open for potty breaks or not. So
well,
that's
I know
how they're
that,
planning their trip.
I know that there are several restaurants that are still, that are opening up for in-store dining.
At a reduced capacity.
Right. So there is the possibility that they could stop off for a potty break. They probably need to make sure that they had masks and just, you know, that they, you know, we're doing that, but
yeah.
But yeah, you're right. That 4.5 hour drive is going to be that would be rolling the dice.
When you're in your mid 70s, you need to take a couple potty breaks. You can't make that whole trip without stopping.
Uh huh.
So that's. I'll keep you posted if they're going to come on down.
Unless you equip yourself.
Oh, like depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Adult diapers.
That's harder than it seems.
Roll that dice. Well,
not sure. Because your brain tells you not supposed to pee your pants.
I know.
As an adult.
But you and I both have proven that.
difficult. It was difficult.
It was many years ago.
It was a mental barrier you had to break through. We had to pull up Sounds of War.
All right. So anyways, Friday, May 22nd, that's when the travel and group gatherings of 10 or less are being lifted, those restrictions. So
when are they opening the malls? I need to shop. When can I go do the outlets? Andy, have you said that? I need to see, where is he saying that?
I want to say that was a part
when
of the
that?
Reopening plan the dates that were laid out there.
You know, salons are the 25th. Is that when retail is too? When can I go back to Anthropology and try clothes on?
Oh my gosh, Kelly.
Listen, the online shopping is dicey.
Yeah,
sometimes
because
you got to pay for return shipping if it doesn't fit.
Right, you don't know.
Right.
I
need to know.
You're right. I don't know. Like, it doesn't say restaurants, May 22nd, June June 1st, movie theaters and fitness centers.
Open the malls!
June 11th, campgrounds. June 15th, childcare, youth sports.
Listen, outlet shops is like shopping outside.
Yeah. So I feel like in my head, the shopping center should fall under the movie theater fitness center sort of category. So
I need to know. Anyways, they need to mention retail.
All right. So
we
Kelly
need to shop again.
So Kelly can go to Anthropology and try on some jeans.
I need to shop.
9970 JX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Everything from an unboxing video that we're sure is going to go viral now, the setting the bar stories, drunk pigs, rolling down hills, family secrets, you
People
laugh, you lose.
Living like ants on People Facebook.
Living like ants on Facebook.
Lambo kid in a feel good I was angry about.
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack with this show. You can check out the entire show. Up in just a little bit after we get it posted up at WDJX.com. But yeah, the segments are all there too. So this weekend. Man, last night or yesterday afternoon, there was no weather. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, right?
It was
right?
gorgeous. It was hot even. We went on a walk and we were hot. It was great.
You need a little baby powder?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
The index was kind of high.
Yeah, baby powder index
extra
a little bit
pats.
High. A couple extra pats in the special spots there.
Indeed.
Yeah, all right. So we get a knock on the door. And it's our neighbor was like, hey, your tree fell over.
You had a tree that just fell over?
And we were like, huh? And she was like, well, not the tree. Big branch just fell down. So we were like, okay. So
you had a branch just fall off your tree?
Yeah. Go out in the backyard and a really big branch just fell. And it was like, it was still attached at like way up high. It was still attached.
Oh no.
But it was just like on the ground. And I'm like,
Is that tree still with us?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It is.
It's alive. So, and it has branches just falling off of it, not due to strong winds?
Yeah, exactly. So an arborist had come by like last year and trimmed up both the big trees that we have in our backyard. Uh-huh. And they're like, yeah, both those trees are good. So we're like, all right, great. So anyways, this, I go outside. I'm like looking up at this. I'm like, how am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Oh no.
Because it's too high to like get a ladder and like saw it off at where it cracked off, you know? It's
do probably you need about, a chainsaw? How big is this?
It's probably about 30 feet up in the air.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So,
listen, you had a fence that fell down. Did you fix the fence yet?
No.
Did it cause any more damage?
No, it didn't.
This falling, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it missed everything, really.
That's good news.
So that is good news, right.
And it missed people.
It
which
did.
Which is good news, too.
That's good news, too. So I did the whole, here, hold my beer.
No way. Did you climb up there and just try to rip it down with your bare hands?
In my brain, that's where I first went.
Okay.
I first went, well, I could shimmy up the branch that was now collapsed because it was, you know, creating a natural, like ramp.
Sure. I'm just going to hang on that sucker and just break it off.
Right, right.
Right.
My brain thought that at first.
You were unsuccessful.
Like my instincts told me, this is where you go first. You here, hold my beer. I'm going to climb up that sucker that's broken off.
I'm just going to hang on
then
it
I was
a little
like,
bit.
And then I was like, well, you know what? I've got a wife. I've got kids. Probably don't want.
I
got some
variables.
Responsibility. I'm not going to necessarily do that. So I literally with my bare hands, I start pulling at the branch.
Oh wow!
From the ground.
Okay.
Rip it off.
Oh wow!
Pull it down. It falls.
Yanked its arm off.
I yanked it off.
Yeah, that's great news. Wow! Look at you,
like freaking Superman. And then I chopped it up. Okay. And put it out for the garbage man.
What a manly thing
Thank
to
you.
Do.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, now, what we would have done is chop it up and put it in the fire pit, make some s'mores.
I don't have a fire pit.
Oh, you should buy one.
Too late now, but thank you. All right. So anyways, hopefully your weekend is not like that because we are going to get some scattered storms. Some of them could be strong. Hopefully, you know, I'm just thinking if this radio thing doesn't work out, maybe I've got a future as an arborist.
Strong like ox.
Strong.
Can rip like off. Branches off with your bare hands.
Bare hands.
Wow.
So anyways, have a good weekend. Again, if you missed anything from the show, catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.